grounds in terms of local government act that we actually are going into confidence about significant trees in our city.
Yes, thank you, through the chair. It's moving into confidence because the matters that could be raised are potentially the matter of a tendering process that is currently being undertaken by DIPTI. Thank you, through the chair. Consideration if the matters in relation to the trees are wholly and solely dealt with, then if there was consideration to do with the design of the road and the tendering process that DIPTI is going about at the moment, and if that had regard to the consideration of the trees, then the matter should be dealt with in confidence. If there was no consideration in relation to the trees associated with the tender process, then the matter could be dealt with in the public.
We've got another meeting due to commence at 8:30. So what I would suggest is not a presentation, but answering questions, and then we'll just review the situation in 5 minutes. So I'll go around the table from left to right again. Councillor Pfeiffer, did you wish to raise any questions?
Oh, yes, I do, Your Worship. Look, I think, the key question for me, and I believe I was quoted in the media along these lines, look, I accept that there's some trees that inevitably will have to go because they're right in the way of the actual roadway, and that's fine, I accept that, that's okay. There's others that are a very, very, very long way from the subject site, from the actual main roadway, and I really deeply question some of these. Some of them are a couple of streets away, some of them are a whole suburb away, and I question what the reasoning is behind the removal of some of these trees. Some of them are another block away, not even on Sturt Road. I note the one on Oak Avenue, there's one on Sturt Road, or many on Sturt Road a few hundred metres away. I question what the rationale is behind the removal of those trees. And I also question what other vegetation is scheduled to be removed aside from the significant and regulated trees, because it's only the significant and regulated ones that actually pop up on this map.
If you could begin then by indicating the... perhaps you could introduce yourselves first.
Thank you.
applying for complete removal for those trees in the back streets. They're more to accommodate service relocations and the potential route impacts that may occur. Unfortunately, in construction, we can't be definite about the impacts of routes, particularly until we start excavation, so we've been conservative in some of those aspects to make sure that there's provision should the need arise. The information that you've been provided is specific to the development application process. We will be liaising more directly with council with regard to the broader amenity impacts as well, but I'm happy to talk to that more broadly tonight. There's quite a lot of vegetation, as you'd be aware, along the current Main South Road alignment, particularly through here. That is located in a combination of both the existing road reserve and also adjacent private properties. The vegetation within the road reserve is predominantly the plane trees and some of the early amenity screen planting that the department planted back when they duplicated Main South Road. There's some additional amenity vegetation up through this northern section as well, which is the extension of the plane trees. There are some median trees located that may be impacted in Sturt Road, particularly around the intersection of Birch Crescent and the extension of Flinders Drive, to accommodate the extra road width required for storage at the proposed intersection at that location.
Now, I have a plan, councillors. What I'm going to do is motion that we suspend the council meeting for 5 minutes. In that time, we commence to complete the directors' meeting and adjourn it to 9 o'clock. And that way, we've got time to have a question answered, we hope, and also deal with other confidential matters for 9 o'clock. Move Councillor Gillespie, seconded Councillor Pfeiffer. All those in favour? Clear the meeting over, but don't go away.
trying to look. They're not significant trees around it, yeah? And along the getting towards an exhibition frontage, well,
around the corner.
There's a whole strip of trees along there.
Yeah, they're not within our
imagination. Oh, right, so you
said this is one. It was a good point to clarify that. You've got to apply the trees, probably influencing which finishes just in the middle of Monday.
Sorry. If I may, I would like to just point out too that throughout the community consultation period, we have listened to what people have been saying. Okay, I know His Worship's cynicism of if they've got approval to go, they'll go. But I understand your concerns with the Seaford project, but we have listened to concerns about the connection of Flinders Drive, and we have amended our plans to hook back up to Birch Crescent. We have been listening with respect to the impact of car parking, and we've made a determination not to impact on those cars in the Lone Star car park, so we're not displacing those cars. We've listened to council's concerns with respect to cycling and walking. We've amended our specification to include what council officers have suggested to us is probably the most progressive cycling and walking facilities that they've seen from the department. So I note council's cynicism with respect to if the approval for the trees is granted, they'll be going. But I'd like to think that we have demonstrated that we are listening and we are making changes to the design that we're putting on the table. So, look, I'd just like to put that out there as well. Would it be of benefit if we go through specific trees and hear your specific concerns about specific trees? And I might just... go to Matt. We've got some details on our slides that are probably more easy to see than the ones that you've got over there, but I do appreciate that you've gone to the trouble to print them out.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask, how could this council really take on board anything to say in terms of the last time?
Out of order, we're going around the table.
Oh, wait.
Go around the table one by one and each ask questions. But I don't want to run through the whole slideshow.
No. I haven't included the update or anything like that. I'm just going through the bench.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I'll just take a couple of quick minutes to set some context, I guess, behind the rationale behind identifying the trees that you see before you within the development application. We've undertaken a lot of field work to understand the vegetation throughout the project area, which includes the significant and regulated trees, as well as the amenity trees. We've also engaged a specialist arborist as well to help inform our decision making. And we've had to balance the needs of retaining vegetation in a context with the needs of the infrastructure that's proposed. The tree retention, I guess, is important that whenever we identify trees to be retained, that they're retained in a safe and healthy manner. The best guiding document to help inform us in that process is the Australian Standard 4970, which is for the protection of trees on development and construction sites. There's two very simple principles within that Australian Standard that helps you to understand what a tree needs to be healthy and safe. The diagram on the right-hand side there outlines the tree protection zone, which is essentially the drip line of the tree, and the structural root zone, which is a more confined space of the zone of the tree itself to keep the tree standing up. So we've assessed each tree in accordance with those principles. I hope I'm going the right way here. I'm not sure if you want me to go through each of the trees individually, but there's three categories of trees within the application. There's those that are immediately within the lowered motorway, which is very hard to avoid. The motorway, it's needed, it's duplicating the current footprint.
Let's say there's no
argument. So then it moves on to the next category of trees, which are the marginal trees, those that are adjacent to the construction footprint. Some of these trees, a good example of these trees, are those that are located on Sturt Road. Now there's...
Could I say, whenever you talk about trees being the significant trees marked on the map, can you also talk about the vegetation that's amongst it, the smaller trees, etc.?
So the significant and regulated trees on Sturt Road, there's the trees on the right-hand side of the bottom part of the slide there, which are very close to the motorway. And to be honest, it will be very hard to avoid those trees and retain those trees in a safe and healthy manner. However, if you look to the left-hand side of the tree of the slide and look at the trees in front of the Sturt Road shops, there's potential there through design refinement to look at the retention of those trees. However, to look at the context of those trees, we understand, I'm sure you're quite aware of what those trees look like and how impressive they are in structure and form. However, they are in a very constrained urban environment. Now, the slide, I thought this slide was very useful for tonight and for setting the context of our discussion, because you can see it with the principles of the Australian Standard, the tree protection zone has already been significantly compromised, and the structural root zone, in fact, has been compromised by the existing curb and gutter. Now, if we're to alter that curb and gutter by any means, there's a real chance that we're going to cause structural or health damage to those trees, which is why we've been transparent in our decision making and included those within the development application. But notwithstanding that, if we are able to refine our design through the work with our consultants and retain the existing curb and minimise any earthworks around those trees, there's every chance that they could be kept as they are.
Just to touch on those trees, if I may, we are, so the ones in front of the Sturt Road shops, those ones specifically, we are looking at investigating moving that whole Sturt Road intersection to the south, which would remove the need to impact those trees. So, look, we don't have an answer at the moment whether we can do that. That would mean that there would be knock-on effects. It would mean that we'd have to take some land on the other side of the road into Flinders University, which we don't currently have to take. But, you know, we are looking at and investigating options into saving those trees. So that's probably the second category of trees that we're talking about, those that are marginal and ones that we're investigating the potential to keep.
And the third category are those that require pruning, which is some of those that are located within the back streets or a fair way away from the bulk earthworks required for the project. An example of these trees are the trees within and adjacent to the current road on Sturt Road itself, which I call the mid-block of Sturt Road between Main South Road and Marion Road. Now, we've been transparent and included these trees within our application because of the auxiliary works that are often required for major infrastructure projects such as service relocations, minor road alterations, curb realignments, etc. And because of the proximity of these trees to the existing Sturt Road, there's a high likelihood that if we do something as minor as a realign a curb, that we're going to encounter roots. We're not intending to remove these trees. It's never been the intent of the development application, but we wanted to be transparent in our decision-making to say, well, there's a chance that we might impact. So that's the third category.
My particular interest is in the ones that you haven't, there's a couple listed up there, but particularly trees 74A, which is sort of in the join of South Road. Surely we can keep that tree. We haven't a good explanation of why that tree should be removed. In that same bracket, 176A, 212, 214, and 230. They are ones in Lapis Triangle that, with the change of the route to Birch Road, should not be impacted upon. And so I would very much hope that none of those are going to be touched.
176A is a very good example, Councillor Telfer. You'll note that we've changed the design there, and so originally there was a roundabout there. Originally, 176A was in the roundabout. Now it's not in the roundabout, so that is one that's been in the development application that potentially doesn't have to go anymore because of the changes that we've made.
So why would we approve and give our acceptance of them being removed when they're not anywhere near what's going to happen? Wouldn't it be better for you to send us a list of those that are actually in the actual path of removal and let us look at that effectively so that we're not creating concern within our community about trees that you don't intend to remove and yet you have permission from DAC to remove?
Note your concern and bear in mind that, you know, this has been an ongoing process. When we submitted the development application, there was a requirement. There's probably no mechanism in the development application to amend it. 74A, if I may, the design for the project is not mature, but there is the potential for a detention basin to be placed in that triangle as part of offsetting council's concerns with drainage and how we're going to manage the flows with respect to the Sturt River. So 74A was applied for with respect to the potential of the development for a detention basin going in that vicinity. Okay, so that's the reason why 74A was marked for removal. With respect to 214 and 212, one of the amendments that we have made to our design is the improved cycling and walking. That actually requires a bigger footprint than what's actually shown on the development application, and that probably would impact more on 214 and 212 with the potential to save those trees. Take your point. 212 is in the middle of the road.
The realigned road.
Yeah.
And the location of 214 is a good example where it's on the edge of the proposed footpath. However, to construct that footpath, you'd be significantly impacting on the root zone of that tree. Tel 30 is another example where the design has evolved and it does not necessarily need full removal based on the current design that we have in front of us tonight. This is largely due to the realignment of Flinders Drive and the extension of Flinders Drive to meet up with Birch Crescent.
Maybe just allow other people to ask questions, and if there are remaining things to come up, we'll raise them again.
I'd just like to know whether we're going to be adequately compensated for the trees that we will lose. I mean, that provides, sorry, just to continue a little bit, that provides some sort of deterrent for just the random removal of a tree that gets in the way of a digger somewhere.
The way that the project intends to offset the vegetation removals, which is the combination of the development assessment trees as well as the amenity trees, is through on-ground direct replacement. We feel that that's the best thing that the project can leave as a legacy beyond the life of the project, so that future generations can enjoy a high-value amenity landscape. So that is what we're striving to achieve. That's what we're working with our consultants on at the moment, and we have specific contractual requirements for them to undertake landscape and urban design as part of their works.
So I assume that'll include some mature trees, is that the plan?
That's the intent. Notwithstanding that, in the urban environments, I guess we would all appreciate the constraints of putting amenity trees in and certainly having the appropriate trees planted in the appropriate locations. So making sure that we don't have future conflicts of trees with infrastructure or trees with vehicles and safety and the like. But the intent is to include some mature trees.
Do we want to clarify what mature trees are? We aren't going to be replacing like with
mature trees. There are restraints to a mature tree. Certainly, I guess the more appropriate term would be a semi-mature tree, something that's of a reasonable size between 1.5 and 2 metres is usually what we're able to accommodate.
Mr. Mayor, I've got to ask a question about transparency. We've heard transparency used a lot from the dais tonight. Last time the chap just to your left came to visit us, wasn't that long ago, did not provide the transparency that we're hearing. The extra layer that Councillor Telfer was concerned about, and I was concerned about, friends of Warrapring were concerned about, was not told to us on that night. That information was withheld from this council, and for that matter...
Let's just stop right there and give an opportunity to respond.
The lane that you were talking about, is my understanding, is it's been on all the public documents, so it wasn't deliberately held. It's been on all our brochures, pamphlets, websites.
Yeah, there's been a shadow there, but it was cloaked. It was really designed to deceive.
Look, I'm happy to disagree. I don't want to get into an argy-bargy, but there was no deliberate...
The next question is, why didn't you not tell us about these trees when you were here last time? Surely you knew back then that this would be an issue for this council.
I
struggle myself, actually.
We cop that. That's a fair call.
Yep, okay. Now, in terms of reimbursement, I've got a report here tonight from my council about Diptai and the rail corridor. It's got here, other councils appear to have taken a harder line and notwithstanding Diptai's authority to unilaterally apply this compensation approach, which they didn't. They have been, the other councils have been able to negotiate a greater and not unreasonable compensation for the removal of trees and the loss of their long-term amenity. Why were we ripped off? Why were we ripped off with the last time Diptai had a significant project in our city and our council officers now avail us to that?
Look, that's another good question that I'm happy to take. Look, I wasn't involved in the CEFA project, right? We have none. Look, I don't know the reason and why you perceive you were ripped off, okay? We have veg offsets that we're required to offset.
There are stipulated prices under the Development Act. Native Vegetation Act. But I'm not across the detail of what you have in front of you.
$4,000, sir. You know, one of those big trees at Marion Railway Station that was removed would be worth that alone.
We're going to have to get back to the issue.
But, Mr. Mayor, the point that I'm making is, why should we see there's any transparency in this at all?
That's not actually a question of tonight. What we're going to be doing is going back to the next council meeting.
I just wanted to reinforce the need for every effort to be made to return the ambience that is lost if a tree does go. It's one thing to replace trees, but it's another thing to actually return to something that is comparable in its replacement. So that was my main consideration. And I think that would be a great offset. I mean, it's no one, including yourselves, of course, enjoy the prospect of any trees going, but the more we can do about it by way of contingency, will the better, as far as I'm concerned. That could be made a... Yeah.
Final question.
Can we go back to the major prunes, particularly 570, the corner of Sturt and McInerney? As a community, we would fight for that as an icon place-making tree beside the glass panels and the other memorabilia board that talks about John Oswald, I think. With 570 being our icon, why would you take a tree that would be knowingly about 200 years or more old and prune it in such a way that its life might be 10 years more?
That tree was included in the original application to cater for any curb realignment that may be required, particularly as a result of the upgrades to Sturt Road and Marion Road But now that that design has progressed, we've actually been able to minimise the extent of that work, and
we won't be pruning tree 570.
Yes, we're happy to provide that.
Thank you. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming along. It's been rushed. You've got a bit of passion from the members, which is out there in the community, I've got to say.
Yep.
Information to do for the community and a lot of the but you have shed more light on that. Thank you for that. And no doubt with these correspondents, probably what we're going to be doing is coming back to our next meeting and finalise the council's submission goes to the AC. It has to be in by the end of that week of that meeting. So members will have an obligation to do their homework and familiarise themselves with the trees and the reasons and the correspondence before that meeting, because it's going to be something we have to do that night. So this has helped. Thank you. Thank you for coming along. And
in terms of the confidentiality, can we also be advised what our obligations are, given the circumstances, as to whether we have to be in confidence or whether we don't, whether we have some judgment on that?
That is a good question. I asked during the last meeting. I know there was a report as such, but my understanding